Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All right, everybody, we're back with another episode of the No Bad Days podcast. Episode 70, Johnny. That means we've been doing this for quite some time.
Yeah, it's been well over a year, Tav. And I think we've gotten good at it.
I'd say so.
It's these new mics that just, it's a new setup we got. We're just getting used to that again. I feel like, you know, we're rookies at the podcasting game again, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, this week we're going to do a duo again, but we wrestled in one of our current teammates.
Yeah, he's been bugging us for like 3 months to get on this pod. It's crazy, man.
He won't leave us alone.
Sick and tired of listening to this guy in my ear in the dressing room, just Pacer Tower. Can I get on the pod, man? Can I get on the pod?
I had to go viral somehow, you know?
Well, without further ado, Johnny, do you want to introduce him or me?
You.
Okay. We're joined today by current teammate, former enemy of the Birmingham Bulls, number 11, Stefan Brucato. Welcome to the pod, bud.
Couple clicks.
It's good to be here with you. Is this? We were talking in the car. This is your first podcast you've ever recorded, right?
Yep. First podcast.
Got to keep it loose.
Kind of nervous
a little bit?
A little bit.
Nothing to be nervous about.
You're just, it's like hanging out
just with the hanging boys. Out with the guys, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just chilling. Bro, you were a captain in Knoxville for 2.5 years.
Yeah. He just told you 3.5. Yeah.
Before we started recording, I asked him, Bro, how long were you captain in Knoxville there?
Yeah. I was, 2.5. Well, 2 years full captain and then assistant for the half.
Nice.
Yeah.
What a way to jump into it.
Now I'm the assistant here in Birmingham.
Yeah, you're a natural born leader.
Yeah.
Some would say like William Wallace type esque.
He screams freedom before we walk on the ice every time.
He's kind of like an Italian, you're Italian, right?
Yes.
Italian William Wallace.
Yeah, it's like if Rocky Balboa and Will Wallace had a kid, they made Brew.
Yeah.
And then he's our fearless leader out there. But he has bangs and crashes out there, leads by example, on and off the ice.
You know, so, I'm just like the modern day Yager, you know?
Yeah.
Is that who your player comparison is, you think?
Yeah, I would say so. I told the wife the other day, and she's from Czech. So, she goes, wow, I never even thought of that.
I can kind of see it because you're one of the hardest guys to move off the puck.
Yeah.
You just toss your butt in the way, and that's it. No one can get it.
I got a big dumper.
Yeah, you got a dumpy.
He's got a certified dump truck for everyone listening, but anyways, let's get into the meat of the podcast. So you're from just outside of San Diego, California?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, a little town. It's called Lake Elsinore.
Okay.
But most people kind of know Temecula,
right?
I would say.
Google said Riverside.
Yeah, Riverside. Well, that's the hospital I was born at.
Okay, that's fair enough.
That's why it says it. Okay.
Yeah. No, Lake Elsinore, California. It's about 45 minutes from San Diego.
So how long have you lived there your whole life until you kind of moved away from home? Or is that where you grew up, or did you kind of move around a little bit?
Moved around. I grew up there until I was 14, then moved to Colorado Springs, played a little hockey there, and then moved back to California until I was 18, didn't play hockey at all. After, I think I moved back to California when I was 15 and a half, maybe 16, I don't know. Didn't play hockey, then decided to move back to Colorado, played AAA there, and yeah.
So what was that like? Like, at what age did you start playing hockey in California?
I did roller around 4, four. Yeah, four. I think I started roller. I didn't start ice until I was eight or nine.
Okay, so not technically like the traditional start to hockey, like a lot of like Canadians or more Eastern type American players, right?
Yeah, and I actually I played goalie and player.
And
roller.
Yeah. So that was a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, you can put him in any position.
What do you want to play tonight? He's like, nah, I'll try out center.
Yeah, I was playing goalie with 12-year-olds, and I was like 6 years old, 7 years old.
So you were good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. So when you started, how did you get into hockey? Like, did your dad play? Did your parents play at all, or did you just kind of pick
it
up?
My stepdad. He got us all into hockey. Even my mom played hockey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have?
I have four brothers, blood, five brothers, not blood. four brothers, blood, one
half brother.
Yeah, one kind of just brought into the family.
Nice.
So you're a pretty big fan, man.
Yeah, you got a big fan.
Huge family, yeah.
No girls.
My mom was a breeder.
Just a bunch of brucados just hanging out. I love it.
So growing up in California, did you get the chance to go to many hockey games, like ice hockey games growing up?
I went to the Ducks mostly because they were closer to us and a little cheaper than the Kings. But Kings is my number one team.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Go Kings, baby.
Yeah, shout out LA. So when you started playing ice hockey, did you have to make a decision at one point whether you wanted to keep, I mean, I guess like there's not really like anything crazy for roller hockey, but did you kind of have to make a decision whether you wanted to play one or the other, or did you just play both?
Yeah, it was one or the other pretty much. Cause I mean, roller wasn't that big back then either.
Right.
It was just coming up and now they have like pro leagues and everything. But, yeah, I had to make a decision to either switch to ice or stay roller, and I switched over.
There was that one guy, Chucky Slick. Isn't he from San Diego?
He's from around there, yeah.
Around there,
you know?
Yeah, I don't know personally. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I see that he plays roller hockey now.
He was kind of my guy back in the day when I was young, bantam midget. Like I would bump Chucky Slick on the way.
Oh yeah, that was everybody.
I think so.
Yeah. It was everybody's juniors.
I remember in high school, it was a girl. She was running for class president or whatever, for like our grade or something.
Class president.
And you have to do, so like on the video, like the TVs in our room, like we had like the morning news at our school, and she came on and she rapped like
Chucky Slick. That song. Like, what was that song? What was that song?
Living your dream hockey. With the boys. Yeah. Free gear. Free food. All the girls trying to get with us. I ain't trying to sound cocky, but it is junior hockey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to live it up.
Yeah, that was the anthem. Thank you.
Am I a loser for knowing
words? No, I know every word to that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably do.
100%.
Because you memorize lyrics like nothing.
Lyrics are my thing.
Yeah, Tavers spits fire.
Windsor spits fire.
8 mile battle?
Yeah, 8 mile rap battle. I think we talked about that on here before. But anyway, to move on, you said that you stopped playing hockey. When was that? Like during high school, kind of you had to take a break?
Sophomore year, stopped playing hockey. Didn't touch a hockey stick until I was 18 again.
Really?
Yeah.
How come? Just didn't want to do it anymore, or move around, or
some stories.
Couple stories.
Yeah, it's a life story, I guess you could say.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever think at that time you'd be a seasoned pro hockey vet?
No.
When you're older?
No, not a chance. I didn't even think I was going to play college hockey.
Really?
Yeah.
This is what, your sixth year in the league?
This is my sixth. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of games. Right? What?
It's a grind.
Is it ever?
Long road trips, physical games.
I'm 30, but my body's 55 or more.
Yeah, hopefully after you're done playing, you can dial it back a few years and regain some of those, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mentally, you're like 17, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah. Mentally 17.
Mentally, I'm still
physically 50, so that average is about 30.
I'm still the reckless one of the bunch.
Yeah,
yeah. No, we saw that.
That's the life of the party. Even at the back of the bus on when we get the sleeper, bruise on aux back there. And
yeah, control, alt, delete.
We're bumping yeah, some 2000s rock tunes back there. Maybe some old Eminem.
Old Eminem, yeah. Old Eminem.
And you also put on a show at the Super Bowl for the boys.
Yeah, I did. Apparently, I took off my shirt. I don't remember that, but it happened.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, sometimes
we'll remind you. It's
fine. Yeah. No, I'm sure there's some videos or something somewhere.
I'm just keeping all the young guys young, you know?
Yeah.
You're showing us how to do it. But so after you got back into hockey, obviously you would have been just graduating high school. Where did you end up going to play juniors?
Pikes Peak Minors, Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs. Okay. So then how long?
Not juniors, AAA.
AAA. Okay.
Yeah, AAA.
So that would have been your last year of high school?
Yeah, I graduated 18, and then it was my last year of AAA.
Okay, and then after that, you went to play junior somewhere?
Juniors in Boise, Idaho.
Boise.
Junior Steelheads.
Yeah, we got a buddy that's from Boise.
I think we only lost, I don't know what that was, but I think we only lost like 7 games my stint there, two years.
What was the story about that championship game?
The championship game, my first year of juniors, 6-5 overtime win. I scored all 6 goals.
No way.
Yeah.
How come I didn't know that?
easy league for bro.
Six goals.
Yeah. And it was actually one of my worst games.
No way.
I felt like poop.
you felt like shit.
He's kind of a little guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? Oh, I guess you already answered this, but you never thought you were going to play college hockey. But once you got back into it, did you have plans on trying to play in college, or was it just
once I played juniors and saw how my junior career was going, it was pretty good.
Right. So you wanted to play college, and then you ended up going to
Johnson and Wales,
which is in Virginia.
No, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. You keep telling me this.
You were close. So. Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island.
And you would drive to school.
Yeah.
From that's where? A haul.
I'd go from California to Colorado because my dad still lived in Colorado at the time, and then I would go from Colorado to Rhode Island, and I stayed there. So the first 2 years I drove back, the last 2 years I stayed there because I got the job.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Nice.
That's yeah, it was like
hours logged in the brewery.
34 hours, I think. I would drive it all in one trip, not even stay anywhere.
Yeah.
We thought our drive to school was we split it up one time.
Ours is about a third of that. So,
yeah.
This guy was logging hours in the car before we even thought about college.
Fuck, yeah.
So, we're not a huge school talk podcast, but we do have to get some details about school. What did you major in?
Criminal justice.
Oh, a little crim fest.
I don't know if I want to say this.
Say it and then we'll cut it out.
Yeah. At the time I wanted, sorry.
No, go for it. It's fine.
At the time I wanted to be a detective, but okay. You got to be a cop for I think 4 years.
Like a detective as in like working for the police station, but like upranked to a detective. You got your degree and then your career goals changed.
My career goals changed, yes.
Okay.
I did minor in psych though too.
Okay, so yeah. So did you ever think that you wanted to play pro hockey while you were at school?
Nah, I honestly didn't even. I knew like about the coast.
Yeah.
Because where we played in Boise for juniors, we played out of the rink and or practice out of the rink where the Steelheads play.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, I know what the coast is. Yeah.
But you had no idea what the SP was.
No idea what the right. SP.
That's same with me. I didn't know about the SP until my junior year of college when some of the guys we were playing against would go to, or no, I guess it was sophomore year because junior year was COVID.
Yeah.
But sophomore year, I still didn't know about. And then guys that we were playing against started going, and then I looked into it. But before that, I had no idea.
Yeah, I had no freaking clue at all.
So how did that work? Did you do like Marty and I did and leave after your college season, or did you wait till the full training camp started the next year to go?
Funny story. Actually. It's crazy how I actually got to the SP. So my junior coach, it was 6 months after college, and I'm working at a bar, weighing like way more than I do now. I was fat, so fat, just boozing, just playing beer league. And my junior coach calls me and he goes, "Hey, do you remember playing against Salt Lake City?" And I was like, "Yeah." And it was Jeff Carr.
Okay, coach for Knoxville. Coach for Norfolk right now.
He was a coach at Salt Lake City during juniors, playing against me or coaching against me. And he called my junior coach asking if I was still playing hockey.
And you must have saw that championship game.
And I was like, I'm just playing beer league. And he's like, "All right, well, I'll give him your number and he'll call you." And so he called me like 5 minutes later and he goes, "Hey, you want to come down for a three gamer in Pensacola?" And I was like, "Sure, why not?" And he like told me the league and I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah.
So I looked at like all the rosters and it's like D1, like drafted. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I shouldn't be here at all.
So and, this was in the spring after your college season had ended.
This was December. I went to Pensacola December 8th.
Oh, so it was the next year.
Yeah, next six, like literally 6 months after.
Okay,
after
so you were, you'd already graduated college and you were just working then you got a call.
Yeah.
Okay, so then this is December. You go to Pensacola.
I played the three games in Pensacola and I was so poop. And get back to Knoxville. I met the guys. I think I actually flew into Birmingham.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
And got the, like, met with the owners, and then they drove me the rest of the way to Pensacola, and then met the guys on the bus. And all I had was just like a duffel bag, and with like 3 days worth of clothes. And I, they took me back to Knox. I practiced with Knox, and he brings me in before practice, and he goes, "Yeah, we got to let you go. Like, I see you have everything there, but we got to let you go. Like, you're way out of shape." And I was like, "Yeah, I know, because I wasn't playing hockey."
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
He's like, lose like 20 pounds and in like 2 weeks, then I'll call you back. And I was like, "Okay." But he's like, "You can practice if you want." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." So I practice. He brings me in again after practice and he goes, "You know what? Fuck it, bro. I'm going to take a shot on you." He's like, lose the weight. You got 2 weeks to lose the weight. I was like, "Okay." I lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So you just stayed in Knox instead of going back?
Yeah. Wow. And I just had the duffel bag. That's it.
So you started so you started in December and you stayed the rest of that season, obviously.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you, that had, is a crazy you had a pretty story. Good first year, Bree. 42 games, you had 30 points, 13 goals, 17 assists.
Yeah, I didn't have a point in the first 10 games either.
Oh, so you just let it out the rest.
Yeah. Once I lost the weight, I went on the first line with Berkeley Scott and Elliot Grauer. And they were gross.
Wow, that's crazy. I never knew that. Yeah. Did you know that, Johnny?
Yeah, Bruce told me that. We hang out on the bus.
Yeah, I hang out with them too on the bus. I just don't talk to them about hockey.
You must have been rap battling someone.
Yeah, I probably was putting someone in a body bag on the bus.
Oh, 100%.
That's actually crazy.
They stood no chance.
So your pro hockey career kind of started like by almost like a fluke. Like,
it was an accident.
Yeah. Yeah, like you didn't have any intention of playing.
No, not a chance.
Wow, that's crazy. And then here we are 6 years later and you're still kicking.
Look at me now.
Yeah, exactly.
You're now on a podcast.
Look at me now, Dad.
Now he's doing podcasts and shit.
Yeah. So again, this is something I don't know if you want to talk about, but you played 6 years for Knoxville or 5 years for Knoxville.
Yeah.
And then this summer you decided to come to Birmingham.
Yeah.
Again, this is, I don't know if this is something you want to touch on or not, but what was your decision to come to Birmingham rather than somewhere, you know, other else in the league or somewhere retiring and just, you know, working a normal job?
Well, last year, my year kind of got cut short. Okay. I broke my hand last game of the season, had to have surgery. Anybody wants to see? Yeah. A couple plates there.
Battle scars.
Yeah. Broke the hand last game of the season, and then I had to watch us get booted
from the playoffs
first round after having a record year for the most wins.
Okay.
And so I was sitting on the couch, and I owe a lot to Jeff Carr because he brought me in.
He was your coach in Knoxville.
My coach the whole time.
Yeah.
He trusted me a lot, being a leader. And he was out of there, and I got the itch again.
Okay.
Yeah. And Kersey was calling me nonstop because he likes to talk.
Yeah,
he does like to talk. Yeah, and so I was having some good conversations with him, and he just reminded me of my junior coach, and my junior coach pretty much made me who the player I am today.
Right.
And
just kind of took a chance.
Yeah, it's only three. He told me all the players that are coming in, all the players that he's possibly bringing in, and I 3 hours from home.
Right.
So it's not that far.
Yeah, obviously. You live in Knoxville now.
Yeah.
So it must have been a little bit tough to leave. I'm sure I know the fans there really loved you and everything. But, you know, I feel like it's in this, especially in this league, it's like kind of like no hard feelings because there's so many players that leave here and there. You know what I mean? Like some people might think you left for different reasons or anything. But I think it was more just like you didn't know if you wanted to play. And then, you know, kind of something fell into your lap kind of thing. Right.
Yeah. I mean, Knoxville's always got a place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I love the place, and it made my career pretty much.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, I just the way that Kersey was talking, like on the phone, we had great conversations. I talked to him probably like 2 times a week.
Oh, really? So he was calling you quite a bit.
Yeah.
Was he bringing in Troy McTavish and Tommy Case?
He's like, you got the hockey guys right here.
You should see these guys' TikToks are unreal.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what he was like. He's like,
where's the fucking contract?
So you're one of the few guys on our team that's married.
Yeah.
I know we all love Lucy. Yeah. Just like the TV show, I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
Love you, Lucy. But she's, like you said before, she's from the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
So do you want to go into a little bit about how you met her and that kind of stuff? Or do you want to leave that out?
No, we could do that.
Okay. So, I mean, I know.
So, yeah, 3 years ago. Was it 3 years ago? Yeah, I think it was 3 years ago.
It is Valentine's Day.
There was a Czech kid on our team. And they were friends.
Yeah.
And they would have like coffee dates and stuff because she's pretty good at English mm-hmm. and he wasn't at the time.
Okay.
So kind of teaching him. And so he brought her to the Christmas party. Team Knoxville team Christmas party. Open bar, you know.
Yeah.
And I was with a girl at the time. And we just hit it off there, and then she
she liked what she saw. She's like, who's that guy in the corner with his shirt on?
She liked Brew Taco, you know. I was dressed in a tutu with like these slippers that had bells on them. I was like an elf.
Yeah. Okay.
And because it was a Christmas party.
Yeah.
And with like green tights and everything. Yeah. She ended up at the after party at my place. And then 2 years later, I was single at the time. I texted her. I said, hey, you want to grab a drink? And she's like, I'm actually seeing someone right now. And I was like, okay, never mind. And she's like, I'm just fucking with you. So yeah, we meet up for drinks, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, you must have hit it off.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
she's one of a kind.
Like you said, she's from
Christmas cookies were unreal, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were. Yeah,
the rum balls.
Oh yeah.
Whatever the shortbread ones, the jelly, the sugar with the jelly.
Yeah,
yeah, those are always good.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, no, you guys. And then you guys bought a house in Knoxville this summer, you said, right?
Yeah, actually a week before I got here.
Yeah, so she was left to unpack everything by herself.
Closing deal a week before I got here. I had she was left with unpacking everything, but I had to put some things together in the house, do the manly things, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys get anything from IKEA? You ever got anything from IKEA?
No.
Okay, good, because you'd be probably still there trying to put all that stuff together.
You're still trying to find that one screw.
Yeah, that one screw's missing. But no, that's awesome, man. I mean,
yeah, it was a tough week for sure because I was doing a security job at the time too.
Right.
And had my last 2 days, 4 days before I got here. And so I was working and trying to do like move. I had to move everything in one day.
Right. I did the, but were you guys living in an apartment before?
Apartment. Yeah. Okay. And she was a team sport about it. She,
I'm sure we
moved, and she works too. And we moved everything in literally one day. That's just me and her, no help at all.
In a U-Haul. Yeah.
She was a team sport about it.
I'm sure she was. I mean,
she gets it though. You know what I mean? Like your job, your career.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now,
well, because she's a figure skater. She was, and so she knows like how hard it is to give it up,
right?
And so she's been super supportive the whole way.
And she still works in figure skating, obviously, right?
Yeah, she's a figure skater director in Knoxville.
Nice.
Couple snaps for Lucy.
Yeah. Hey. Let's show a shout out to Lucy.
Is she tuning in?
Nah.
She doesn't have time in her day. Anyway, so what should we talk about now, Pacer? We should go off the board a bit. Now that we talked about Brew a little bit.
Yeah, I'm done.
Actually, you know what? Actually, I have one more question.
Oh, okay.
So when you came here, obviously you maybe knew guys a little bit, but you didn't know anyone that well. Yeah. Obviously. Timo, who's on our team at the start of the year, you knew him. But when you come in and you see young punks like Johnny and I, and you're obviously an older veteran guy in the league, what's your mindset like?
Honestly, at the beginning of this year, I was just trying to find my footing.
Right.
Because like coming into a new team, you don't know the whole vibe and everything.
For you as well, right?
Yeah, and so I was just trying to find my footing and then trying to get my like confidence back, because I was like, I was already planted in Knoxville.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I was like that guy.
Yeah,
coming here being a new player, I wasn't that guy.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to do everything like right. And even like Timo, he said, Brew, you're not like the same player as you were in Knoxville. And I was like, yeah, but because I'm not like that guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was just here. I was one. I was in the mix of like, all the boys.
Like, but did
I
you feel like you were taking on a new role?
Not really taking on a new role. It was just like I had to find my footing again.
Yeah.
Like my like leadership. Because I didn't even know that I was going to be an assistant captain here.
Mm-hmm.
I literally went to our first game in Vermilion. Mm-hmm. And I had the assistant captain on.
Yeah, awesome.
And I was like, oh, okay. And yeah, like I was just like that leader there. And like Mike Davis,
yeah, our like captain. The cement. It's like you're cemented there as a leader. Then you go somewhere new. You don't feel like you can just come in and start.
Yeah. I didn't want to push like, or like step on his toes or anything.
Right.
Or say, hey, we got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do this.
Right.
So I was just like kind of sitting back, but now like obviously I know Mikey, I know all you guys, like, but it's just like at that time coming in, I didn't want to step, and even Lotsy, because Lotsy's a huge leader here too.
Yeah.
And he like was running everything, and I was like, I don't, I'm, I'm usually that guy.
Right.
No, it's nice to hear that, and obviously, because you're such a good guy, like you have that respect for them automatically coming in, knowing who they are and what they are to the team and all that, but they also have had that for you.
Yeah, I know.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that is fair to say, but yeah, I just, and especially like playing against them and everything, and they, like Lotsy texted me right as I signed. He was like, "Hey, dude, I'm so happy, blah, blah, blah." Like, text me right away. "What's your wife's number? I'll give you my wife's number." Yeah, yeah. And I was like, "Oh, this is awesome." But like, I still needed to, and I was coming off a retirement.
Right. Yeah.
Only had a month to get into shape.
Did you find that?
Put that garbage bag on.
Did you find that coming into a new team, you felt like almost as nervous as you did when you first went to Knoxville? Or was it more like, okay, like I know some of these guys from playing against them or playing with them, and I'm an older guy, so it's not like that much nerve-wracking? Or was it kind of just like, yeah, it's like a new place, new team, and I feel almost the same as when I was like a first-year player again?
Yeah, that's how it was, 100%.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know like what to expect, and like, we were all here just to battle at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like fighting for jobs.
Was a battle.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know if I was going to have a job. I didn't know like how secure I even was. And then, so that's exactly how it was. It was a fresh start. Got me going actually a little bit.
Yeah. And that's what it's supposed to do. Right. Like we all had that unsettling feeling. Like it was tough going to bed during training camp. Like you just didn't know what was going to happen the next day. And if I recall correctly, we were on the ice for like 13 days straight or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like every day. It was crazy. Boys in the bag.
Well, it was a grind. And like you said, we didn't know if we were going to have jobs. And like I didn't have a job for like a day.
And I didn't even know if I was going to have a job.
Yeah,
at that
so
time. I haven't done anything for this team.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so, you don't know. And that's the weird part about training camp is like you can't really prove yourself in a game. So you just gotta, I don't know, just show whatever, give it your all at those first few practices before the season starts. It's intimidating a little bit.
Well, yeah. That's what training camp's for, you know?
It's kind of a good thing. It is a good thing in some ways, and then it's a bad thing in others. But yeah, what about the young guys on the team? You like the young guys?
Well, I hate you, so...
That kind of goes without saying.
No, it's definitely a lot different being like the older guy, because I had in Knoxville, I had Price. Like,
and he's older.
He's way older.
He's got like the record for most games in the league.
How old is he? 38?
37, I think. 37?
Oh, but he looks like he's 30.
So yeah, he was like the dad.
Okay.
He was like me of this team, like taking care of all the guys. But he like I'm an idiot outside of the rink, you know.
Like, no, you're not an idiot, but you like to have fun.
I like to have fun. Yeah. He's got a wife, kid, two kids. So he always just called it a night.
Yeah, you gotta be a dad.
Yeah, he was responsible, and I was just like the idiot going out and like doing like the team parties and stuff. But now I'm the oldest on the team,
right?
So now I have to set that example, which like I think I do. Yeah, I hope
do.
I do.
You do.
At the rink.
You set us straight. You're a guy that we can come and talk to if, whether it's hockey related or not.
Yeah.
I think everyone on the team feels comfortable coming to you and speaking their mind and stuff like that, or having those heart-to-heart talks that you have with the leadership group. Oh, fuck me. But yeah, I think you're doing a great job. Like, I know, you know, we look up to guys like you, and you, like I said earlier, like you show us how to be professionals on and off the ice. So it's a big help, especially first year guys, I guess.
I guess also it's like different than when you were probably in junior or whatever, and you're an older guy, but then you're also still not that old. Like right now, like you're 30 years old, but we're also the young guys on the team are like 24, 25. So it's not like they're like young and they don't know what's going on either. Like, you know what I mean? Like they have stuff I mean, to figure out. Like,
I try my best. Like, if somebody wants to talk to me, they could talk to me. If they have any questions about anything, I try my best to explain it the best that I can. But it, like, I don't know, my brain, the way my brain works with hockey, it's like easy,
right?
For me, so like I gotta kind of like dumb it down.
You guys need that. So thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No, I didn't see me there.
No, I try my best to like be supportive for all you guys. Like even just like random guys that come in and filter through, their first year guys, and I call, am I gonna be here the next day? I'm like, I don't know. Just do you, man. Like,
Do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do. Just be you. Don't try anything different.
Yeah.
Like, you
know what? It's crazy.
That's ESB for you.
Anyway. Yeah, true. Anyways, good to have another roommate, I guess.
Yeah.
Fill an empty room. Let's talk about your golf game, dude. We played 9 holes today with Drew. I think a California guy would know his way around the golf course, but third time ever. Not bad.
I thought it was pretty good.
Hey, we won.
We won.
We took him down. We took the rest of the guys down. So,
hell yeah.
That's just so shocking to me that you don't play golf.
I just never got into it. I don't know. And then now that like I'm getting old, I was like, I gotta try this, you know? And I didn't think I did terrible today. We played.
No, you played good.
We played a couple of my balls,
especially for like your first round or third round ever. Like, wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah.
You got the hockey. You definitely have a hockey player swing, though. It's like a slap shot. Same with Pacer. He's got the.
Yeah. Well, Marty goes down on one knee.
Marty has a slap shot.
Marty goes down on one knee.
Marty goes back tapping when he tees off.
He sure does.
That's what I was saying. Maybe I should try lefty putting. No, but I was pretty good at putting today. Kind
of. No, you hammered a couple birdie putts for us.
Yeah.
Got us going. I wouldn't have made those. So you pretty much got us the win. So not a big deal anyway.
Not a big deal.
I was caddy bitch boy today.
Yeah, you didn't play today. That's okay.
Yeah,
it's good to get out in the sunshine and get some.
Yeah, I just wanted to be with the boys today. That's what I was about.
Yeah, golf is an expensive sport. You know,
it is a country club sport.
I'm like a blue collar guy. You know,
yeah,
making mince meat.
Yeah, you gotta just get the Kirkland irons and you'll be good.
What kind of like stuff do you do in the summer to like keep yourself busy? Like, what do you enjoy doing the most, like hobby wise? Like, do you play other sports or do you just hang out with Lucy or
go on the boat?
Boat. Okay, see, that's what I was trying to get at.
Boat.
You guys have a boat?
Boats and hoes.
You guys have a
boat? No, we don't have a boat. My dad has a boat.
Okay.
And my dad lives in Tennessee now.
Right.
Because he moved there.
Yeah, he's in Knoxville, right?
Yeah. Nice. He's right outside of Knox.
So you're a big water sports guy then? Like water skiing, wake
surfing? Yeah, wake surfing.
Wake surfing?
Yeah.
Nice. I feel like we're just getting to know Brew. Yeah.
wake surfing's fun. Good at it? I would say average. I can stand up and
ride the wave,
but I'm not doing any tricks or anything.
Nothing better than in the summer under the sun and just tell you some drinks on the boat.
Tell you about a freaking workout.
Your legs
are burning the whole time.
How about the next day when you wake up, you're like, oh my god,
I can't even get out of bed. Well, that's every day for me. But
that sounds like something. I don't know, maybe I'll try.
Have you never tried it?
You've never wake surfed?
No.
Oh, it's so much fun.
I thought you went up. I thought
I've tubed on the back.
Tubing is
fucking lay down on the tube.
Tubing is a broken wrist and a pulled out shoulder for me.
it's almost a crazy
tube story. Well, it's not that crazy. I probably hyped it up a little more than I should have, but we were on, and it was me, my buddy, and two girls, and the driver was like going and like, you know, I would like whip fishtails you over the
whipping you
like waves that the boat makes, and we hit a huge one. We went up in the air, and my heel came around and just dumbing the girl right in the face, and she was in the water. Like, we had our life jackets on. She's like splashing around. Like, oh my god. She's like, something hit me. Something hit me.
It was a fish.
And I was like obviously I felt it. Like, raised my foot right in my face. And I was just like, oh, that's crazy. Like, I don't know what that was. Maybe a branch in water. Like, I have no idea.
Was she bleeding?
No, but she had quite the goose egg.
So your heel just caught her right in the forehead?
Yeah, I roundhouse her.
I feel like so many unneeded injuries happen when you're doing water sports.
Yeah, when you're
water skiing. No, it's the tubing.
The tubing,
the tubing's dangerous.
So many concussions.
It's so dangerous.
Yeah, you're just trying to have fun. Then you get a heel in the face. It's terrible.
Well, the cool thing about wake surfing is that you don't go that fast.
No.
You're just setting a good wake with your
boat. You're riding the wake the whole time.
You're just riding it.
You can ride it forever.
You just, hey, no, just chasing that wave, man.
Yeah.
Did you ever, that's another question. Being from California, did you ever get into surfing when you were younger?
That's such an outsider question.
No, that's a funny question, though, because I never did at all.
Not once?
Not once.
Huh. Did you guys go to the beach a lot?
Yeah. I would boogie board.
Oh, okay. Boogie boarding is sweet.
Yeah.
Boogie boarding is sweet. Yeah. It's so underrated.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't have to, like, get up. So it's like, you just.
No. You're on the ship.
But I think if I can wake surf,
you should be able to surf.
Like,
getting up is the hard part.
That's the hardest part. That's what they all say.
Give it a go.
Yeah. Maybe try.
I remember one time in juniors, we went on a team trip to Tofino, BC. And that's like, one of the only places you can surf in Canada, and we went in February, and it was so cold. We had wetsuits on, and it was just like a team outing, like beers are provided and everything. And this poor lady was trying to teach us all how to surf on the beach, and she made us like draw surfboards in the sand with our fingers, and we were all lying there. And I remember looking over at my teammate, and he unzipped the back of his wetsuit and pulled a beer right out of his ass, and he just started drinking it on the beach, and we were like, oh my god. And then this poor lady trying to get us all organized in the water, just like having the probably the worst time ever.
Yeah.
But she's getting paid. So, I mean, like, and then I did. I told you I buckled my phone that trip because I dropped it in a
bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, my mom just found out about that like a couple weeks ago. So I was forgiven.
Yeah.
Statute of limitations passed on it.
Water. Your parents are beauties though.
Yeah. They're fun when they're here. Yeah. Brew came out with us. Obviously, you came out with us too.
Too much fun.
I tag along.
They're too much fun.
Yeah, they were a bad influence on us, huh?
Super bad.
Yeah, they just booked a trip to the Dominican Republic this week. And now they're there.
They're partying.
I know. It's what's going on?
Oh, yeah. It was endless buckets.
Yeah, you're like, where did this bucket come from?
Yeah.
Kev's like, take one.
And like, the weirdest thing is, like, growing up until I went to college, I'd never seen either of my parents drink alcohol.
Really?
Maybe my dad would have a beer if we went.
They kept it
to
that
like
clean,
a team party.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen either of them drunk. And then as soon as I went to college and they came to visit, it was like they were back in college themselves.
Well, yeah, it's just the influence.
Yeah, it's just the
influence.
It's the time and place.
That's like my dad too. Like
same thing.
My dad lived. He visited college three times, and it was like when my brothers were there too.
Okay.
And so. It was just, we had bought, he was throwing up on a train coming home from Boston because it was just drinks on drinks and drinks and shots and shots.
And you couldn't hang with the boys.
Hang.
Did your brothers go to the same university as you?
No.
They just came for the visit.
They would come and visit, and my dad would time it out every time they came and visited too. So it was just parties on parties on parties on parties.
There's nothing better than drinking with family.
Yeah.
Really,
it really is fun.
Yeah,
because you get stuff that you would never ever expect to see. It just happens. Comes out of nowhere.
Yeah,
like really, Christmas. Now that like my siblings and I are all older, now we start getting into drinks on Christmas, which again we'd never do before.
Yeah.
And now you just start seeing the family tension that happens on like when you're making Christmas dinner, when everyone gets mad at each other. It starts to just come out because you're drinking. So like, people just say what they want.
Yeah, you know who the drunkest brother is?
Who? You? Yeah, of course.
I'm the fun uncle.
Yeah.
Do you have any nieces or nephews?
Yeah, I got three nieces and one nephew.
Oh,
that's unreal.
So you're Funkle Brew?
I'm Funkle. Yeah, I'm the fun one that always smells weird.
Man,
it smells weird.
Yeah, you were smelling that this morning.
Yeah, right? I smelled you on that. Right?
Escape by Bruin line.
What did you do yesterday?
At least you didn't have to battle with me.
Yeah. I just let you have the puck at that point.
Yeah, you might get drunk. Skate by Brew, you're drunk.
Dude, Roscoe was having such a hard time today.
Oh, yeah. He was
on that drill, he goes, Brew, you're so slippery, man.
That's the thing.
He tried to hit me too, and I was like, "You're not hitting me."
That's the thing. You are. Like, if, as a D, you go in and hit you, and you just absorb our body weight and then spin off. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like happening? You're covered in freaking butter out there.
Yeah. No, I use your weight to my advantage.
Leverage.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Actually, one time when we were doing the jersey auction after one of the games, you were behind me, and Joe gave me your jersey. And he's like, and this is a Brew, and I almost, there was like a 5-pound weight because it was so sweaty. I'm like, I don't think anyone's going to buy this.
And then sure enough, I always want the guy. I don't know who does the auction.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know his
name. PA guy.
Yeah. I always want him to say the wettest jersey.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's for sure the heaviest and the wettest. Like, I almost like would say you shouldn't sign it.
Well, like, I get so freaking hot, man. So I squirt water.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, and I sweat like a shit ton. No, but I squirt. I get so hot, so I just like squirt water everywhere, like everywhere.
That's why it makes more sense now.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it.
I don't drink the water. I just squirt.
It just absorbs
it.
Your skin. You're like a fish.
Just comes out.
Goes through your gills.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny. You got anything else for Brewer? Is that all we got?
Last thing I just kind of want to ask you is do you have any advice for some young guys like us who want to try to make a career out of this lifestyle and everything?
Have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
That's probably the biggest thing.
Like, you're here to play hockey, yeah, but you're here for the boys.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy your time playing pro hockey. Like, you're not going to the show unless you're some stupid, gross player. Like, you're not going to the fucking show. Like, get that in your head. You're not going to the show.
Really?
Got it.
That's kind of tough to hear.
Yeah. No, like, that's like the biggest thing. Like, everybody thinks, like, if they get here, they're, oh, I got a chance to go to the coast. Then I got a chance to go to the A.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
No, you're not going to the fucking show. Like, those guys, the fucking fighters are as good as us.
Right.
Like, better. Yeah, better than us. Yeah.
So, like, just enjoy it.
So just enjoy the time with the boys. Play hard.
Work hard.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Appreciate
That's probably the best advice I've ever had.
And again, thanks for everything you've done for us this year as young guys and showing us the ropes and everything like that. We really do appreciate that.
Yeah, we love you, Brew.
We love you, Brew.
We love you, buddy.
I try, man.
You're the best.
I try.
You're the best.
All right.
You guys are the best.
That shuts it down. Episode 70 is now done. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
See you, folks.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.